Okay, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav now. Hatokeya lechavero. This Mishnah in Vav here is talking about embarrassment, the busha payments. What tokeya means is like all sorts of pshatim running around. Either it means that you box him in the ear, like his ears are ringing afterwards. I guess tokeya usually is like blow shofar, right? So you either punch him in the ear, or you blast the shofar in his ear, which is like embarrassing, like, you know, loud noise in his ear, or some learn, the Rama learned that it's you just hit him with your fist. I don't know the connection, the etymological connection, why that would be called tokeya.
I don't know.
In English, they'd be clock the guy.
I don't know. Doesn't mean so much
as
you could hear,
like
saying like a blast
at
that guy.
Yeah. Okay. Good. There you go. I blasted him. But the point. Let's not the Rama point. Focus on it for a second. He's saying The Rambam makes sense. You'll see in the Mishnah why it makes perfect sense why he's saying that, but I'm just saying, I don't know the etymological connection. But let's learn it means punching with a fist. So that's considered to be less embarrassing. It's embarrassing to get punched, but it's less embarrassing than other things. Here comes the slapping in a second, exactly. So, nosan lo sela. The payment according to the Tanakhama is a sela. A sela is 4 zuz, you know, 4 dinarim. Let's call that a little payment, relatively speaking, because Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says, Om Mishum Rabbi Yose Glili, mana. You pay mana. Mana is 100 zuz. So it's like 25 times a bunch. It's a big amount of money. So now we're going in the Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yose Glili's version for the Rambam learns the punch with the fist, that's the 100. Or according to Rashi, you know, the blast or the punch in the ear. Staro, that means like to slap him. So that no snow masaims those. That's like more embarrassing. You pay 200. La achri yado, if you hit him with the back of your hand, those no arba neazuz, that's 400 zuz has to be paid.
We're talking about a fortune here.
Those are lots of money. Yes. We'll see.
I mean,
yes.
Tzuba being the amount of money it takes to support a person for a year.
Right. So it's a lot of money. Exactly.
This
right.
This is for busha.
Exactly. Right. No, we'll see. Exactly. Right. So now the yeah, it's a lot of money. Now tzaram ba'ozno, if you
have a lot of dignity in those.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Right now, tsaram ba'ozno. That means like you different pshatim. Either means like you pull his ear, or you like snipped part of his ear, clipped part of his ear. What was that lunatic's name? Mike Tyson? Did he like bite someone's ear off in prison or something? That's probably even worse as biting his ear off. Whatever, like clipping someone's ear off. So that's that. Or telish basar. You pull the guy's hair. Rakak vigia bo roko. If you spit on the guy and it reaches him, very topical. So if you spit on a person, now by the way, that has to reach the person. It's learned out from the same pasuk that says that she reached out her hand, vechzika b'muvushav, she grabbed onto his privates. It has to be that's the embarrassment pasuk. Has to be it touches the person directly. In other words, if I spit on a person and it only goes into their shirt, there's no busha payment. Technical point. It has to go onto the person. Okay. Point is that it reaches him. It's higia bo. It touches the guy. The spit. Or he'evir talisomenu, you pull off his talis. The talis is like his outer clothes. In other words, he's stripped bare, just standing around in his underwear afterward. That's the point. Not naked fully. Or pararosha isha bashuk, or you uncover a woman's hair, a married woman. I don't know. You know, I retract that. You uncover a woman's hair. I don't know about woman married or not. I don't know. Offhand. So, uncover woman's hair in the shuk. All those things. No sin arba meazuz. Meazuz. You pay 400 zuz. Massive payments. Now, zeklal hakol lefi chvodo. The Tanakhama, the Chum are really going with your sentiment, Daniel, which is, wait a second, that's a lot of money. Come on. And they learn that's only for like a super chashiv, important person who's very susceptible to embarrassment. But to, you know, pull someone's hair or to whatever it is, you know, to yank their ears and to pull off their clothes, the outer garments, and be on the hook for 400 zuz. I mean, come on, that's a bit excessive for a regular person. Says the Tanakhama Shita. Amar Bikiva. Rabbi says, no. Afilo anim shvi Yisrael. I don't care if they're the lowest rung on the social ladder. It doesn't matter. The poorest, the poor. Ro'on osam kiilu hem b'nei chorin shiyardu miniskeim. You relate to them as if they're, you know, landed gentry, fancy people that happen to just become poor. So in other words, every Jew is a lady and a gentleman. And if you harm them, you pay the full damages if you've done damage to a lady or a gentleman. It doesn't matter that currently they're like, you know, not. Shehem b'nei Avram Yitzhak v'Yaakov. They're children of the greatest of the great, Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov. So that's where Rabbi Akiva's shita is across the board. Tanakama holds that the no, it's a special payment only done to, like that, this is the upper limit, let's call it. Okay, Rabbi Akiva says just like a kanas, straight. But Ma said, happened once, this is an interesting story. The echet shepar rosh ha'isha b'shuk. Some guy got mad at some girl and he ripped off her, you know, her sheitel in the shuk, whatever. Ripped off her scarf, whatever she had, covering her hair in the shuk. Vas lefnei Rabbi Akiva. So she went to Rabbi Akiva. This guy did this nasty thing to me. V'chayvo liten ba la, excuse me, arba meos zuz. So Rabbi Akiva said, listen, you're a lowlife. You had to pay this girl 400 zuz, which is a fortune of money. Amalo, Rebbe, ten lizman. He said, listen, please, Rebbe. He says to Rabbi Akiva, give me time to make payments. So what's he do then? He wants to, you know, have some interesting shenanigans. The nasan lozman, Rabbi Akiva says, okay, you can have the time to pay. So then, Shemara, he like kept an eye on her. And he saw her, omedes al pesach chatzera. Shomer.
I have Shamra
with a mapek hay. Like he guarded on her. Okay, whatever it is. I don't know. My Hebrew isn't good enough to know which ought to be, or if there's two girtos, or who knows what. But he kept a watchful eye on her until he saw her. Omedes. He stalked her. That's the point. Yeah, stalked her. But she omedes al pesach chatzera. One time she was standing outside her yard there. He set up the two witnesses, the CCTV, and v'shivar es akad b'faneha. He broke a little like pitcher of oil in front of her, right? Ubo ki isar shema. There was like, you know, an isar, like a 8 prutas worth of oil, like a, no nothing, like, you know, a nickel, whatever, you know, whatever it is, a quarter worth of oil in the jar. And she, being such like a poor, you know, manuvaldika, cheapskatey, low life woman. Gilsas Rosha, what she do? She took off her mitpachat, took off her, you know, her little scarf there. Vahaisa mitpachas, umenachas. Mitapachas, excuse me, he was there. Right, exactly. Umanachas yada al Rosha. She, like, put her hand on her head and she let the cloth absorb the oil, which she then would wring it out to get to cover her, you know, a few pennies. And it got captured all on TV with the two witnesses, you know. He had set up two guys to watch this woman, and you know, it was a setup.
Well, I understood it to be different, but there are two pshatim.
Some learned that she plopped it in, some learned she soaked it up. Whatever it is, the point is only that she uncovered her hair for the sake of a few pennies of oil. Right, Uvalif Ney Rabbi Akiva, and he said to brought, you know, his two goons in and the videotape. So Rabbi Akiva, Amrlo, he said, listen, Rebbe, Lazuani knows an Arbar Mezuz. You think I'm going to pay this girl 400? Is it reasonable to think you have to pay this woman 400 zuz? She wasn't even embarrassed. She'd do it for a few pennies. She uncovers her own hair. So what did it make me pay as if I did such a bad thing to her? Amrlo, Rabbi Akiva says, too bad. Lo Marta Klum, you've said nothing. In other words, you're on the hook for the full 400. Yeah. And he gives two illustrations of why it's true. The principle is, if a person wants to cause himself harm, that's asr. You can't hurt yourself. You can't harm yourself. But, patur, there's no payment to be made. And acherim, shechav lebo, but if someone else hurts that same guy, the same maskus, so then chayavin, they gotta pay. You know, it doesn't matter if he would do it to himself. You can't do it to him. And similarly, hakotzetz nitiyosav, a person who, chops down his own, like, you know, sapling fruit trees, which is an Isra Bal Tashkas. You can't do that. But he has, you know, what is his name? Honest Abe? No, that wasn't Abe. It was George Washington chopped down a cherry tree. So he cannot tell a lie. So George Washington chopped down his own cherry tree. It was his father's, actually. Forget that story. Probably not. So anyways, so I don't know. I don't know. But anyways, the point is, if you chop down your own trees, that's Asr. Afal pisha en rasha, you can't do that because it's an isra bal tashkas. Patur, no payments you made. Acherim, the same guys chopped down your trees, they did a hezik to you. Shekatsu es vitiosa, they damaged your trees, therefore chayav, and they have to pay you. So Rabbi Akiva says, you're right, she's a lowlife for embarrassing herself and having no dignity, but that's not a valid tana, you can't embarrass her.
If you chayav, you embarrass a naked person, you said that, right?
Well,
it's like the same idea.
Well, that was a tanakama, and the tanakama indeed held that everyone according to where they are, and maybe, right? Tanakama, Rabbi Akiva Shita is everyone pays 400 zuz. Tanakama said, oh no, if 400 zuz is like for a super, you know, dignified human being, but an undignified person can be much less. Right?
I was just saying, why should I have to pay her anything? Look at this woman.
Okay, so maybe he was saying that, or let him pay him an iser. That is what he was saying.